and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as usual on a Monday, we're taking a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. First off, on cereals, it was a steady week with wheat making up some of the ground it had lost, and it was a slow recovery in a nervous market. But May and July futures finished the week close to that £200 mark again. End of season stocks in the UK will be around about 1.5 million tonnes is the prediction, and that's one of the lowest figures most can remember. On the way up are cheese exports, with 112,000 tonnes being the highest figure per year for over 7 years, and 8.5% up on last year. Sticking with dairy, there were more price rises for milk at the farm gate, and the Tesco contract for dedicated producers is now just short of that magical 30 pence a litre figure. The average for all milk producers still lags behind by about 3 pence, that's in the 26.9s, but the general trend is still upwards. Looking at livestock, both beef and sheep had a strong week price-wise, and with quite a few new lambs out in the fields now, things are looking good for sheep farmers for the coming season. The weather is certainly helping at the moment, and those who are ploughing and drilling spring crops are getting well ahead, with barley going into some decent seed beds this time around. Unfortunately, though, there's still no joy for our pigmen, who continue to lose that 20 to 25 pounds a pig at the moment. How long they can continue at that rate is now a fast-shortening equation for them. Now, last week, the European Agricultural Commissioner made it clear that his much-talked-about proposals for the reform of the Common Agricultural Policy will come out at the end of this year, and not in the summer, as he'd previously said. Scottish MEP George Lyon is worried that the Europeans are leaving things to the last minute and could miss out on the 2013 deadline.
We'd hope we'd be into the final negotiating phase after the summer. It now looks as if it'll be into next year. That means uncertainty for Scottish farmers and UK farmers as to what the new regime will be, what the new system will be, and what the objectives will be. So there's a lot of uncertainty. Can't make long-term decisions because of the delay. And I am just concerned that if this slips further, it may be 2014 before we actually see an agreed legislative package in place and implemented.
And I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, as usual, with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.